From Morning Edition from NPR News, I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The United States is intensifying efforts to train Iraqi soldiers and police. They're training to fight the insurgency and a wave of kidnappings. A class to teach police how to deal with hostage situations began this week in Baghdad. The aim is not to teach ordinary cops how to negotiate the release of foreign hostages. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Course instructor Wayne Lehman, a veteran American cop and trainer, calls the problem of kidnapping in Iraq immense. On the morning of the first day of hostage negotiation class, a former student brought him bad news.
A fellow police officer has been taken custody by another group. It's a tribal thing, it's a family thing.
In addition to the dozens of foreigners taken hostage in Iraq, an unknown number of Iraqis have been kidnapped since the fall of Saddam Hussein. Lehman says the crucial skill Iraqi police need to successfully negotiate with hostage takers is reading what they really want. But he doesn't have the right tool to teach that. He wants a psychologist with Iraqi and Muslim expertise.
We don't have that on the ground. We try. We tried a couple of months ago to get someone here to be able to help us with that, and it just hasn't happened. Nobody wants to get involved in it, and we don't have any resources to draw on from the home front either. So it was just getting lesson plans and stuff for this type of class was very difficult. Nobody wants to share the secrets, you know.
Ordinary Iraqis hardly need a lesson plan. After months of kidnappings, at least in Baghdad, many know the secret to freeing captive family members. Money. Amar Rashid was picked up outside his college by what he thought was a minibus taxi service. A few blocks later, he learned the four men inside were not passengers, as they'd appeared.
When we reached the street near the Olympic Center, one held a gun to my head and told me to lie down. They drove on, I didn't know where. They took me to a house and handcuffed me. I tried to run away, but four young men caught me and started beating me.
The kidnappers called his family and demanded $1,500. Relatives managed to get it together in a day. Rashid, now free, says his family never considered calling the police.
My family never called the police because my parents were told, if you call the police, then consider your son to be dead. If any police show up in that neighborhood, he's dead. Even if I had told the police after my release, they wouldn't have done anything.
Some police officers taking the hostage negotiation class have already handled kidnapping cases, usually, they say, by raiding a house where a victim was being held. The psychology of kidnappers is not as much on cops' minds as getting more powerful weapons. Mohammed, a 10-year veteran of Baghdad's police force, says cops need extra equipment and training just to keep up with the criminals.
Well, we need, of course, weapons. We need new weapons and we need explosives. You see, we are using just the Kalashnikov and the pistol and go on the streets, and the terrorists, they are using too many different weapons. Even they use the RPGs, they are using the grenades, they are using explosives on us. Is this right? No, it's not.
The hostage-taking course had been planned as a one-week class, but that time was doubled. Will 2 weeks be sufficient to prepare officers to negotiate a hostage situation? Lehman is clear.
They won't be.
But he says they will be better prepared to try. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.